JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining. In today's program, Jamaican-Canadian professor and playwright to offer scholarships totaling $200,000. And later, Marjorie Cartel shares her story with us in Glimpses of Jamaica. Welcome to the program. Stay with us. Jamaican students are set to benefit from a $200,000 annual scholarship for the pursuit of higher education, tenable at any approved university of choice on the island for the upcoming school year. The charity initiative, Peggy's Hope for Foundation, will be partly funded through proceeds from a stage play dubbed Melody of Deception, which will run in Jamaica from November 13 to 16 at the Theatre Place in New Kingston. The initiative is being spearheaded by Dr. Elaine Spencer, a Jamaican-Canadian University professor, playwright, and author living in Toronto, Canada. The annual scholarship opportunity will be open to Jamaican nationals in secondary school who maintain at least an 80% average in their overall academic performance for 2 consecutive years before matriculating to university. Prospective awardees must also show commitment and involvement in local church and community. In the meantime, the Jamaican public is being encouraged to help make the dreams of the scholarship awardee a reality through the purchase of tickets available for $1,500 each and can be purchased at the Theatre Place, 8 Haining Road, daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Being encouraged, everyone to go buy your tickets and be inspired, be changed, and in the midst of all of that, you're also contributing to the educational advancement of our young people in terms of $200,000 scholarship towards tertiary level studies.
That was promoter for the Melody of Deception stage play, Terrell Morgan. For further details, visit the playwright's website, kaleoproduction.com. That is kaleoproduction.com.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Vision 2030 Jamaica seeks to build on mixed progress in the social areas in order to empower Jamaicans by focusing on achievement of high level of human resource development, such as education, training, and health system reform, as well as fostering of innovation and cultural preservation, and strengthening of systems geared at protecting vulnerable groups in the society. Our community notice for today. The Ministry of Education, through the Education System Transformation Program, invites members of the public to a consultation on the proposed School Improvement Special Measures Policy Reform. The proposed measures have significant implications for underperforming primary and secondary schools. The first in the series of meetings takes place this Thursday, November 13 at 3:30 p.m. at the Brownstown Community College, St. Anne. Today's glimpse of Jamaica.
I was first employed to the government at this St. Thomas Parish Council. I left there after 3 years and came to the Ministry of Welfare and Culture. While I was at the Ministry of Welfare and Culture, I was a typist and always sent to take verbatim notes everywhere, including Public Accounts Committee, which I did 2 to 3 times a week. You had to do the notes, and then you took them home. Nobody asked you where the typewriter was coming from, but you had to type them up and bring them back to Mr. A.B. Smith the next morning.
Sharing your glimpse of Jamaica is easy. Send an email to glimpses at jis.gov.jm with your name and contact number, or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's Journey Roundabout JA. I'm Casita Irving with Student Engineer Andre Palmer. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.